We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. The third-seeded Illinois Fighting Illini will face second-seeded Iowa State later today in Boston. Illinois is playing in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005, when they made it to the NCAA National Championship game. The Fighting Illini have a record of 17-6 in the Big Ten, and the Iowa State Cyclones have a record of 16-5 in the Big 12. Each one won its conference's tournament championship. The Illini are led by third-team All-American Terrence Shannon Jr. and All-Big Ten guard Marcus Domask, who recorded just the 10th triple-double in tournament history in the Illini's opening round over Morehead State. The Illini are a top-ranked offense in Division I, and the Cyclones are the top-ranked defense, according to KenPom Analytics. The tip-off is scheduled for 9:09 p.m. The FBI conducted raids at the Town and Country apartments in Urbana at 1 p.m. last Wednesday. FBI officers were reportedly yelling for around an hour for someone to come out of the apartment complex, and eventually handcuffed a woman only for law enforcement to let her back into the apartment. At around 1 p.m., the FBI left the apartment without taking anything from the scene. Local authorities declined to say more at this time. The Illinois women's basketball team will be playing against Tulsa in the WBIT quarterfinals today at 6:30 p.m. Illinois will be traveling to the Daniel W. Reynolds Center in Tulsa for the game. This marks the second game between Tulsa and Illinois in the series history. In 2012, Illinois played against Tulsa for the first time, defeating them 82-75 in the Junkaroo Jam in the Bahamas. The Illinois advanced to the quarterfinals of the WBIT on the merits of victories against Missouri State and Stony Brook at the State Farm Center last week. Illinois' run has been fueled by the standout guard trio of Makaira Cook, Genesis Bryant, and Adailia McKenzie, as well as star center Kendall Bostic. The Urbana School Board held its final public forum on the controversial decision to redraw school district lines on Tuesday night. The redistricting plan is part of the measure to convert one of two elementary schools, either Thomas Paine Elementary or Yankee Ridge Elementary, into a dual language school. Both options come with their own maps of proposed district lines. The proposal for Thomas Paine to become one of the dual language schools received support from 63% of parents surveyed, while Yankee Ridge received 39%. Local community members expressed concerns over the lack of representation of certain parts of the community in the data. In preparation for the Chambana Film Festival, the festival will host a three-month independent film screening series. Once a month at the Savoy 16 and IMAX, a film will be shown. The first film will be QWERTY, will be shown for free on March 31st. The second, to be shown on April 28th, will be Trap Balloon. The final film will be Bike Vessel, shown on May 26th. Tickets for Trap Balloon and Bike Vessel will cost $10. The festival plans to make its full debut in May of 2025. Contributing reporting for our newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, Nick Ruacco, Alice Mai, and Joy Quezada. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.